This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is on the campaign trail Tuesday after building enough delegate support to secure the Democratic nomination and face Republican nominee former U.S. President Donald Trump in the November elections. Meanwhile, in India, Harris's mother's homeland, people are paying renewed attention to U.S. politics, as AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
When Kamala Harris was sworn in as vice president, residents in her maternal family's ancestral village in southern India watched in real time, setting off fireworks and wishing her a long life. But 4 years later, as she works to become the Democratic nominee, reaction across the country has been more muted. Diplomacy academic Happimon Jacob doesn't think there's an expectation in India that her being a U.S. president will make any substantive impact.
When Indians look at Kamala Harris, they're looking at an American official. They're not really looking at someone with an Indian origin and therefore in a position to make a difference to Indo-U.S. ties.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's visit to Washington this week is looming as a fraught one between the two allies, coming at a moment of extreme political flux in the United States. The main purpose of Netanyahu's visit is a speech to a joint meeting of Congress Wednesday. Center for Strategic and International Studies Middle East Director John Alterman told the Associated Press Netanyahu's biggest problem is he's the number four story in the U.S. While that may disappoint the Israeli leader, Alterman said it won't stop him.
The Israeli leader will meet with U.S.
I apologize. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson helped arrange Netanyahu's address to Congress, highlighting firm Republican support for the Israeli leader. Netanyahu has had tense relations with President Joe Biden, despite the administration's military and ongoing diplomatic support for Israel's war. For more on this and all the stories we're covering today, visit our website, voanews.com.